This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's World Report for the week beginning the 14th of November. LookAdNews.com broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. What will the Trump administration look like? Next week, the bones of a Trump cabinet will become apparent as the first announcements are likely to be made. While President-elect Trump is pondering his cabinet and staff appointments, President Obama will be flying around the world with visits to Europe and Peru for a summit of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Council. Also in Lima is Chinese President Xi Jinping, who stays on for a few more days to celebrate the 45th anniversary of Sino-Peruvian diplomatic relations. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau flies from the APEC summit to first Argentina and then Cuba. In Europe, the EU's foreign defense and trade ministers meet in Brussels on Monday. The international impact of the election of Donald Trump will dominate the agenda. In London, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who has sought sanctuary in the Ecuadorian embassy, is interrogated by Ecuadorian prosecutors about Swedish sex charges. In France, the Republican Party on Sunday holds the first round of primary elections for the party nomination for next spring's presidential election. The two top candidates are Nicolas Sarkozy and Alain Juppé. The oft-postponed presidential elections are also expected to be staged in Haiti on Sunday. The last attempt at a poll fell victim to Hurricane Matthew. And finally, the dress worn by sex siren Marilyn Monroe when singing Happy Birthday to President Kennedy is up for sale on Thursday in Los Angeles. It is the second time that the form-fitting sequined dress has come under the hammer. In 1996, it sold for $1.26 million. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for LookAdNews.com's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 14th of November. LookAdNews.com broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. A victorious Donald Trump next week starts getting down to the business of forming an administration. Who will hold the key cabinet and White House positions? Names on the short list include former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, and General Mike Flynn. Who goes where will be the first indicators of the super salesman's determination to implement his campaign rhetoric. That rhetoric has left European leaders seriously concerned, and on Monday, foreign, defense, and trade secretaries meet in Brussels to discuss their worries. Is the US-EU free trade agreement dead? Will the US continue to stand up to Russia and Europe and the Middle East? Should the Europeans speed up plans for a European army? Does France need to beef up its nuclear deterrent? Will EU foreign policy diverge from Washington's? President Obama will seek to reassure Europeans on a whirlwind tour next week, which will take in Greece, Germany, France, Italy, and Britain. He will be doing the same at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Lima, where leaders will want to know what will happen to NAFTA, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, climate change agreements, Sino-American trade, and U.S. defense commitments in Japan, South Korea, and the Philippines. China will be particularly interested in the opportunities presented by an American pullback. President Xi Jinping will stay on in Peru for an extra 3 days following the APEC summit to cement already strong Sino-Peruvian ties. Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of the Western Hemisphere's second most powerful country, is also at the Lima summit and is flying on to Argentina and Cuba. In Havana, he meets Cuban leader Raul Castro, who's worried that the Trump administration will reverse President Obama's move to normalize Cuban-American relations. Among the Western allies, France has been the loudest anti-Trump voice. On Sunday, the Conservative Republican Party stages round one of the primary elections for the party's nomination for the presidential election next April. Round two is the following week. The two main contenders are former President Nicolas Sarkozy and former Prime Minister Alain Juppé. There are also first-round presidential elections planned next Sunday in Haiti. If no one wins an outright majority, the second round will be on January 8th. Elections held in June 2015 were declared fraudulent, and fresh elections were scheduled for October 9th, the same day that Hurricane Matthew hit the troubled island. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.